There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A special treat for you. It's Inside Access. Ken Wyman, Jason Lockenfora, and Tim Barbalace.
And it's the Hoffman Show on the Team 980 in D.C., our first ever live Beltway crossover. Two stations, one conversation about the game of the NFL weekend.
So let's start with that. This Lamar Jackson versus Jaden Daniels. Surprisingly, Craig, the Commanders, they come into this game with the better record. How the heck did your football team have a rookie QB go 4-1?
Turns out starting 55 games in college, not really having to go into class your senior year a whole lot because you're a fifth-year senior who's graduated, turns out you can be pretty good as a rookie. Historically great, even. This Jaden Daniels kid, pretty good, guys. I don't know if that's made its way up the Beltway.
Oh, no, it definitely has. He's done a great job of covering up, I think, a defense that probably has a fair number of warts. And here they are this week facing an offense that's as potent running and passing the ball as Washington's. What is the level of concern with the talent on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, I would say it's a lot less than it was 3 weeks ago. They've played a lot better the last couple of weeks. I mean, as you guys well know in the division, the Browns are an absolute, like, affront to football. So, yeah. They obviously we're seeing a defense play against them last week that you're like, how much of this is Cleveland? How much of this is Washington? But they're a lot tighter in their blitzes. They're a lot stickier in coverage. I'm curious, like, to me, the game flow in this one is so interesting. Like, can Washington shut down Baltimore's run game, or at least slow it enough that Jaden can keep up? You know, obviously they haven't had to chase a game all year. And so to me, that's the big thing in this one is, like, how does Washington's defense play against Baltimore's run game? And do they follow a similar model as Cincinnati? I would assume they do something like that. If they do, like, what's your confidence level in Lamar to put on a similar explosive type performance in the air that he did last week? Or do you think that they'll just be able to run it anyway?
I mean, I think that they'll have success on the ground with
I think they can pick and choose.
Yeah, because with the Commanders giving up 5.1 yards per carry, and they really haven't been tested a ton on the ground because they're scoring so many points, highest scoring offense in football. I think Derrick Henry could have a good game.
Yeah, no, that scares the bejesus out of me. Is like, does Henry have 200 yards? And it's weird because they've given up a ton of explosives, but they also have a decently high stuff rate. So, like, they'll give up a 30-yarder and then minus two, and all of a sudden you're in second and 12. And you might be on the edge of field goal range, but second and 12 isn't where you want to live. And then I think the other part of that is, like, the Baltimore pass defense, we all know they're ranked 31st in the league. Is that an actual concern, or is that nature of, like, they've been up in some games and teams are trying to hit them?
They just brought Dean Pease back to be a consultant.
So. I'm out of retirement for the fourth time.
It's a concern.
And look, we were talking all offseason about the potential of this secondary, the back end, because they did historic things with this defense last year. You know, number one in the league in takeaways, sacks, points per game. But they've been getting up a ton of explosive plays through the air.
Is that something that, like, is that a personnel issue, some of the guys that left, or is that a, they're still trying to figure out the Mike McDonald replacement?
There you go.
Yeah, the brain, not only McDonald, but Denard Wilson's defensive coordinator in Tennessee now, Anthony Weaver's defensive coordinator in Miami. We like to call it a brain drain that has occurred. And Zach Orr, is he could be great at some point, but what's he, 34 years old? First time he's called plays.
I mean, it worked for McDonald.
It did not right away.
Not until they got Roquan Smith.
Yeah, go look at that Miami game year one for Mike McDonald.
Buffalo game.
Fair enough. I know Roquan's been, I've heard his name like bantied about in terms of struggling a little bit more this year. Is that, like, I guess the question I'm trying to get at is, like, okay, the pass ranking we know is bad. They're 31st in the league. There's only 32 teams. As someone who hosts a radio show here in Washington, I'm very familiar with that part of defensive and offensive rankings, frankly. But is it the back end? Is it a lack of pressure? Is it those two things not marrying up? Like, if you're Cliff Kingsbury going into this week, what is the thing that you are trying to exploit that so many others have?
Well, the middle of the field has been open for business against this Ravens team. They've given up some of the most passing yards over the middle of the field, but also the most air yards. I mean, deep plays, there's been a lot of miscommunication on that side. I mean, Roquan, is he being asked to do too much in this defense? Obviously, Patrick Queen not here from last year. Trenton Simpson's a young player that's kind of been exposed a little bit here. I think it's a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, there's not any one thing, right? Like, they've allowed 19 completions on 24 passes between the hash marks. They allowed 35 all of last season. Struggle to cover backs on little wheel routes and checkdowns. Like, it could be a day for Robinson to do some of that. They've given up a ton of yards downfield outside the numbers on balls that are 25 yards or deeper through the air. They've had communication breakdowns where not everybody understands exactly what the assignment is and what coverage they're in, and that's given, you know, free runners to Xavier Worthy for a walk-in touchdown. Last week, they couldn't defend a bubble screen when they blitzed against Joe Burrow, and he is Joe Burrow, and Ja'Marr Chase goes 70 yards on a screen. Like, they give 170 yards of yak last week. Like, tackling is also an issue. Like, it's really all the above. It's really all the above. From your standpoint, because you mentioned pass rush, and Kyle Van Noy went off for 3 weeks, but the edge rushers outside of him haven't been consistent. Matabike will wreck a game from inside. Have you guys done a 180 on your offensive line? Like, how good do you think that five-man unit is, and how much of this is the combination of a unicorn quarterback and Kingsbury scheme and a three-headed rushing monster?
Well, I chuckle, Jason, because it is – you know, I have not done 180, but a lot of people have, because I was screaming to anyone who would listen last year that this line, personnel-wise, was not nearly as bad as the statistics were. Mm-hmm. And you had an offensive coordinator who was committing malpractice weekly with a young quarterback who was not very good at diagnosing pressure and understanding where the ball needed to go. Now you have a young quarterback who absolutely is phenomenal at that. He's getting the ball out incredibly quick, combined with a play caller who both is calling plays in a way that makes rushing difficult and is insulating an offensive line when he does need to drop back and pass. And they're only doing that, you know, 5 to 10 times a game, true drop back versus screens and RPOs and all these other things, where they're not afraid to use chip help. Like, they're not going to put Jaden Daniels back behind exposed five-man protections. Mm-hmm. And they're make sure they're not easily manipulated. Like, if you want to understand how to easily manipulate protection, go watch what the Washington defense did to the Cleveland Browns last week. Their protection plan, to call it a plan, is insulting to plans. Like, it's so easy. There was a play in the first quarter last week where they blitzed. It was a simulated pressure. So they send four guys against a five-man protection. And the way Cleveland's got it set up, they slide away from the blitz. And so 4-on-5, they cut Dorrance Armstrong, a defensive end, completely loose. So Cliff Kingsbury, he doesn't do stuff like that. They make sure we're chipping Myles Garrett, for instance, last week. They will chip and send help, and their backs do a great job in pass pro blocking, specifically Jeremy McNichols, their third back, who's come in and had a couple of big ones. And then Austin Eckler has been just outrageously good at everything this year. An incredible bounce back year for him. So I think it's a combination of the things, which, if you pay attention league-wise, I know you guys do, like, that's how it is for everyone. It's sacks are a quarterback stat, not an offensive line stat. This line can do certain things really well. They move well. They run block well. So asking them to drop back pass block is a recipe for a disaster. So they just don't do it.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doing a crosstalk here, 105.7 The Fan and 980 in D.C. I am curious, where are the fans on this, Craig? Have they fully bought in any PTSD because of the RG3 situation from years ago where he looked great for a few weeks and then Haloti Ngata kind of leg whips him and he's never the same? Like, have the fans totally bought in? And obviously the last year for you guys, for Commanders fans, new ownership, the stink of Dan Snyder finally gone. Where are the fans in all this?
Yeah, I would say it's yes to all of the above. There is still a little bit of apprehension, but this is the most significant speed bump left, if you will, on that road. I think here fans believe if we can compete, I'll use we just for simplicity of language. Please don't take away my journalism degrees here. If we can compete with you guys, if we can compete with the Baltimore Ravens, a model of consistency, a model of really, frankly, excellence over the last two decades of the NFL, then that means we can really think about being in that class. That, wow, the ownership change really did make that much of a difference. Wow, we might have our guy at quarterback in the same way that you have yours in Lamar, even if it hasn't ended in Lombardi's yet. Like, he's a two-time MVP. That's what you want. You want to be in that mix. And I think people still look at what happened with Robert. I will tell anyone that will listen, like, they are two completely different humans, and that is going to make all of the difference. But he's a mobile quarterback who runs around, and it's very exciting, and this feels a little familiar. And then I do think that, you know, people are starting to understand the difference in the ownership. And I'll tell you a very quick story in your audience. A couple weeks ago, after they won against Cincinnati on Monday night, the Commanders went straight to Arizona and set up shop in Arizona for the entire week, something that had to cost, I don't even know, hundreds of thousands. I don't know if that cost $1 million to move a football operation across the country for an entire week, like all their equipment, hotel rooms for everybody, 100-plus person staff the whole week. And Josh Harris was like, oh, that you need to do that to win? Sweet, let's do it. And he paid for it. And that kind of stuff, on top of the lack of a horrible place to go to work every day, smarter people being around, those are the kinds of things that are starting to already convince people that it is very different.
Hey, Craig, what about the here and now? I mean, could this team end up winning the NFC East?
It's a crappy division.
I think what you just added on at the end is a relevant plot point. I don't think the Eagles are very good. I think they're a mess. I think the Cowboys are questionable at best, and the Giants are the Giants, which means every time you think that they're dead, they go do something silly like beat Seattle, but they're still not any good. So in that regard, and they're already 4-1, like, that's a pretty good starting point. Yeah, they can win the division. It's unheard of to, like, make the Super Bowl with a rookie quarterback, and I still have enough questions about the talent on offense, about defensively, where, you know, can they hold it together against better operations. But I do think that I certainly believe they can compete with anybody on any given Sunday. And I'll wrap things up by asking you guys, like, you know, Baltimore, they obviously sneak a win out. They get the help of a bad snap in overtime and all the other things that go right. But hey, they won, and ultimately y'all are having a good season up there. And I think we know that if that your team is around in the end, like, they're going to be a pain in the butt in the playoffs. But in the here and now, how nervous are Ravens fans about Jaden Daniels coming to town and putting up another 300-yard day and leading all the highlight reels on Sunday night?
Expect to be a shootout.
Yeah, I'm on the over. I mean, that might be chalky in public, but 52.5 ain't scaring me off in this one. No, I think the Ravens win this game for a lot of, you know, obvious reasons, including the institutional knowledge and, you know, them being at home and how early in the program it is there. But I don't know about them covering. I think it's going to be a ball game.
Yeah.
What about you? Who are you predicting to win this thing?
I will probably take Baltimore by the end of it. I have a big question about, like, the intensity, right? Like, the Ravens have played in these kinds of games against Mahomes and against Burrow, and what it means to, like, have Nance and Romo up in the booth and be the game that everyone's watching. That is new for almost everybody here. I do think Jaden Daniels doesn't give anything about that. Like, he's convinced that all the stuff he went through at LSU, Alabama, and all that kind of stuff, like, is just as big. And I don't know that he's wrong on, like, LSU, Alabama on a Sunday night in Baton Rouge. So I think that he doesn't care, but it is a big stage for a lot of these guys. And I wonder if this is a huge learning point for them. And that's the one thing about their loss this year. Dan Quinn came out of that loss against Tampa in week 1 was like, that's fine as long as we learn the lessons. I wonder if this is a lessons game ultimately for Washington, and that later in the season, and, you know, if they're in the playoffs for the next whatever number of years with Daniels, that they look back at this game and be like, that was the game where we learned how to win. But they might lose it this weekend, if that makes sense.
Craig Hoffman, this was fun, man. Thank you so much for doing this. We enjoyed it.
Enjoy the game.
Yeah, Jason, Ken, Tim, great to be with you guys. Appreciate you doing it, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Thanks so much. Hey, coming up next.
All right, coming up next here on the Hoffman Show. That was a blast. Really appreciate those guys doing that. Live on our sister station up in Baltimore, and of course, both stations. If you want more Ravens coverage, you can check them out on the free Odyssey app. When we get back here on the Team 980, a little bit more from Dan Quinn, and then the fun ends for me because it's Competition Wednesday, and your boy did not have a good week.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.